Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you doing today?
Gorgeous day. I'm very happy, believe it or not. I was very happy last night. I was outside and everybody's going, I'm freezing. I said, this is my weather.
You know? Oh, I thought you were happy because of something else.
No, forget it. It is Saturday, June 13th, 2020 at 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And I guess there will be sporting events. Yeah. And if there's a sporting event on midnight, we will be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming on our website, saperston.com. That's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Just click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to saperston.com and click this time on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chat and Archives, click on Archives. All of our shows are there for the last couple of years, I think. And if you want to replay a show or you missed the show, you'd be able to pick up the show there. Also, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Right. It's usually up early Saturday morning or very late Friday night. Interesting talks about the, obviously the markets, but also what the Fed said, that they're backstopping everything, mm-hmm. Nothing to worry about, so to speak, that they're going to be there. And I think... when Chair Powell said that this week, the market took it as though he was worried. You know, they're always trying to outthink what they're thinking. And, but they basically said interest rates are going to stay zero for 2 years. I mean, that's a stretch. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
The Fed says, Trump said they're never right. They are never right. You know, I mean, they just make a projection and, they do the best they can, but... they're often not right. Mm-hmm. So I can't dispute that at all. You know of my comments about the Fed in the past.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people trying to do their job.
It's easy to look back.
There's no science. There's no science. You know.
It's, yeah. Sandy, did you catch Sandy Weill's interview on CNBC?
No, what did he say?
No, he talked about it, and he said what I've been saying. And I know I don't know him. I worked for him and met him a number of times when I was at Shearson Lehman Brothers when he could come to Buffalo. But mm-hmm. He said that he's happy that, he's not an economist, that he's not an academic. That he's a business person. And I think that's important.
That well, it's good, change. But still doesn't make them a prognosticator who will be
not
right.
Not like us.
You know, no, definitely not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in looking at it, I take it back. You know, what the market, I believe, you know, beside the fact that you've had a big spike up in COVID cases, I guess, in different areas, but despite that, I think you missed the point. The point is, I don't call the, you know, the meeting announcement of the Fed meeting last week, the Fed meeting, it was Curb Your Enthusiasm show, okay?
And, ba-dum-boom.
And instead of saying irrational exuberance, it was kind of there, okay? In other words, they're worried about the asset bubble, you know, not bubble, but the asset explosion in the stock market, mm-hmm. okay? And, you know, that was in, you know, that was there, you know? So I think that's what really put a damper. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, on Friday was an interesting day. You know, the market opened up strong, died, then came back, and at the end it surged again.
Yeah, so, I think that's a very good sign.
Yeah, so, you know,
but I'm forever the optimist. So.
Yeah, I know you are.
I know. I am.
So right now, give us a call. We'd like to talk to you. The phone numbers to call are 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
We have somebody on the chat box.
And we have a chat box.
There you
if
go.
For some reason you don't want to call us, but we'd like to talk to you. But the best time to be in the chat box is early because it takes a while for people to wake up or whatever.
Well, we've got people.
And get
go.
On the phone. So
stop. Kibitzin, let's go.
Let's go to the chat box, and I'll tell other people where it is. I'm trying to tell people where it is, you know.
But get to your point.
Go to saperstein.com, click on the
dollar
doctor.
This is like discussing something with my wife.
Over there,
this is like talking with my wife. She goes through this whole preliminary. Well, what's your point? Come on.
My point is, where is the place they can go to? The chat box is at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. And there you are. You're at the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page. Type a question. Type a symbol. If you do type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Okay. Now we'll go to the chat box.
I don't want to go there now. No. Person bought Wendy's at 14. It's now 21.74. And
nice.
Another stock that we'll get to.
Nice.
Wants to know if they should hold or sell.
I always love that question.
You know? Okay. There you go.
I mean, you know, depending, you know, probably they bought it a while ago, a couple months ago anyway, I would think. You know, last time I see it at 14 might have been back December, January.
Mm.
I don't see anything wrong. What you have to watch with the stock right now is 24 is a very important level. You know, it's the level it died from, back in 2000, let's see, maybe February of 2020, and you know, went from 424 all the way down to what, 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why was that?
I don't know.
It was at the beginning of the pandemic. It looks like it was near the end of February, March type of thing.
Yeah. So you know, so it had that big drop, and now that 24 area, you know, the old saying, could be resistance. Why would that be? Maybe people who bought it at 24 said, "Thank God,
get me out of here."
You know, so watch that area very closely. I always think there's nothing wrong with taking a little off the table every once in a while.
Yeah, 682 was a low.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it, but you have to realize this is what? Going up, what, almost four times
mm-hmm.
in value, you know? And so taking a little off, a quarter, a half, you know, and then see what happens around that 24 area. And if it dropped to, say, 1850, I might be a little concerned.
Okay. You know? He also owns, or this person also owns NIO, N-I-O.
Yeah, that's an
close
exciting
at 610.
One. Yeah, I know. It's like a...
It's a Chinese auto.
Chinese electric auto.
Yeah. I wouldn't own it just because it's in China, but that's me.
Well, hopefully he bought it.
Bought it at 5, I'm sorry.
Oh, he did buy it at 5, okay.
Because mm-hmm.
this, you know, was way up there on the big hopes a while ago. You know, I see that it was up at 13.50, went down to, what, $1.25 or something like that?
I got 6.95 as a high.
Yeah, well, this is last year.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, very good. Okay, 52-week high.
Yeah, in 2018. Haven't
ages
put my glasses
ago.
On yet.
Okay.
So. But anyway, it was in 2018. So the stock's, what, going up six times in value?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going a long way. It's in resistance, you know, the area it broke down from, so you've got to watch that very carefully. But it did break the long-term downtrend line. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at pullback. It's you know, it's come a long way. The point and figure or supply and demand chart, based on the method that's used by people who use these charts, the price objective, for what it's worth, take it with a grain of salt, is 15 and a quarter. If it gets through this pretty heavy resistance area in, oh, say 7, even, you know, 6 to say 8, then it could at least challenge the 10 and a half area. Mm-hmm. And I got to look at the 200-day, which is back at 3. That gives you no support. 50-day, way back, 377. Mm. So, I mean, you're going to have to put up with a lot of volatility. And I think as long as it holds above 450, and where'd you say it closed at?
610.
Yeah, you've got to put up with a lot of volatility in this. But, you know, the only potential worry would be if it went below 450.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got more in the chat box.
Okay.
ABB, person owns it. Close at 2087.
ABV?
ABB, Apple Boy Boy.
Apple Boy Boy.
Wants to know your comment, Peter.
My comment. I think this is a big industrial company in Europe, to tell you the truth, mm-hmm. if I remember right. Yes, Switzerland. No, he's. What'd you say? He's looking to buy. He bought it. He owns it.
Owns it. Wants your comments.
My comments. Well, it's a Swiss, nice breakout.
Especially industrial.
It broke the downtrend line. I mean, it's a stock that's been going nowhere in particular for many, 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 many years. You know, back in 2010, the low was around 16.50. The low this year was 15. And the high, every time where it died or where you have supply, has been around the 27, 28 area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's up and down, up and down. But, so it looks okay right now. The potential price objective based on the charting method is 27 and a half. And that's about where the resistance is. So I would look for it, you know, potentially to be able to get back to that area. Then you'd have a big decision, because if it broke out from there and it went to, say, 29, then you finally broke a big multi-year trading range, and that would be very bullish. But if you do get up to that 27, 28 area, watch it very carefully there.
Okay. Yeah.
I would also, you know, the 200 days at 20.64. So it's just to that. So that's important right now, too. So you don't want to see it die at that area, the 200-day moving average. So once you take out the 200-day and that becomes support, you might get that 27, 28, and then it's time to, you know, think about it again.
Yeah. All right. It'd be interesting because of what's happening in Europe, too, with all their quantitative easing that's going on. We have a couple more. I don't know if the phones are working or not, Pete.
Well, you didn't give me time to say the numbers.
Yeah, go ahead.
And give
this is your time.
If you want to talk to us, I can't believe you might want to talk. But if you want to talk to us, you can talk to David.
Thank you.
He's in one of those moods today. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. 803-1520, 800-879-7541. Obviously, the lines are wide open. Give us a call. Okay, what do we got next?
Person holding shares of IWF. Purchased around 190, considering purchasing more. And then this person also has another one. IWF is an iShares.
Oh, the Russell 1000 growth stocks.
Closed at 184.68. He bought it at 190, he said. He's considering buying more.
Well, you know, as I always tell people, you know, even if you think charts are hocus pocus, you should always, you know, go to some website that shows a chart, you know, mm-hmm. shows a little longer term chart. And you would have seen resistance was in about the 192 area. I think it got up to about 194, but it kind of got slammed in that area. So I always have a tendency, you know, not to want to buy if it's approaching major resistance, you know, and at least would want to try to buy it on a pullback. Now, the potential target, not that great, is 204 on it. Mm-hmm. And 200 days at 169.50. So at least it's above that. That's very positive. and the 50 days at 173.62. So I would say as long as you stay above that 50-day moving average, which is approximately 174, it looks all right. You might add a little bit, you know, because right now it closed at, what, 184?
184, yeah. Just under 185.
Yeah, so it just depends on whether you want to wait for a little further pullback or not.
Well, if you think the market's going up, this is going with it.
Oh, no question about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to see that 50-day hold around 174, and, you know, below that, you have to be thinking about, am I in the right place?
All right. He had one more. You want to do it quick?
Yep.
CHD?
CHD.
Closed
at White?
Yeah. Boy, closed at 7308.
There used to be a Howard Ewart staple there, you know, just about everybody who used to go to his
household and personal products.
Yeah. That we helped, you know, helped work with him on that. But they all came to see Howard, you know, and Church and Dwight. But anyway, you know, this is a defensive stock. And it has come up from, like a lot of stocks, this one came up from 48 up to 76, big run.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't want to see that all corrected, you know, or a big correction on that. According to the point and figure chart, it hit its price objective. So I would say, you know, looks okay, but you got to watch out for resistance, which was at 77 and about 80. Mm-hmm. So between 77 and 80. And, you know, it's been a very strong resistance area. You know, so be very careful of watching that and monitoring that. And 200 days, it's 71.69. So I prefer to see it stay above. You know, it's not, nothing's an exact number. You say the area around 71.69. 50 days is 72. So you'd like to see that general area hold. And you might be concerned if it broke through that area, and especially if it hit 70.
Okay.
And now, believe it or not, somebody's called. Who's Dreamer? Dreamer called? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you guys?
How's the dreaming going?
Oh, it's okay. I still don't have access to a computer, though.
Well, you know, someday when you get to be 100, you can buy one just for the fun of it, you know.
Or maybe
the president will send you one.
yeah, if he's listening. You know.
Right.
No, I'm going to buy a smartphone.
Oh.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I bought one. When, last year, was it? Might have been last year. And I have to admit, if you don't have one, you're left out in this world.
Yeah, I'm beginning to realize that.
Yep.
I think I told you guys I didn't get my $1,200 yet. Well, I finally got it.
Okay. Oh, there you go. They must
and
have been.
Actually,
they were, the government actually, was listening. They monitor our show, you know. So.
No, I'll give you the short story.
Right.
My ex-landlady called me and said she had my check.
Oh.
Oh.
They actually sent my check to my old address, and it sat in the mailbox for 3 weeks.
Oh, and she didn't know where you were, huh?
No, she had my phone number.
Though. Oh, that's it. Oh, but you wouldn't know it was in the mailbox, though, yeah.
No, I didn't. It was really a surprise. So.
Yeah, hey.
But I got it.
There are happy things every once in a while, believe me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually calling because I want to know what this stock is doing. BlackRock. Yep. I think it's BLK.
It is BLK.
BLK should be doing well, but...
Oh, it's 4... Yeah, 527.
Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Well...
What is the recent range?
Well, what the recent range, you know, dropped from 576 to 324.
Yeah.
Where were you at 324? Where were we all?
They're huge assets.
$1,200.
Yeah, you were waiting for your $1,200. But, yeah, I mean, the problem with it is it looks like the all-time high was around the 576 area. And, you know, so that's going to be the big key, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was curious because they own about...
They own the world,
companies.
You know.
Yeah. Well, the ones, well, they own them and First Street and Fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the three of them own the world. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's weird about those groups are, say, for instance, BlackRock owns 10% of Apple. Now, this is theoretical, even though I know they do own Apple.
Okay.
Okay. But they would also own Fidelity, and Fidelity would own Apple. And they would also own State Street, which would also own Apple. And when you get through with the 5,000 different companies they own, they own most of Apple.
They know. That's funny.
So they really do own the world.
See, but I didn't miss.
But I bet they don't own any of my favorite stock.
and just so you know, too, PNC Financial, a large bank in Pittsburgh, sold a huge position in BlackRock over the last couple of weeks. Take profits. Yeah, take the money. And some people were thinking, well, they might need money or they want liquidity, but they sold. I don't know if they had a 22% stake in it. It was a huge stake in the
wow.
company.
Yeah. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're worth trillions, aren't they?
Yeah, who isn't? Come on.
Well, guys, I just wanted to touch base and get things going. My businessmen friends who own coin shops and all that call me a wooden Indian. As soon as I go in, their stores get packed.
Oh, jeez.
And now with this BS about masks and all that, then I just have to leave. So, but anyways, guys, nice talking to you. Hello,
right.
Miller.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy there. Take care.
You too, and I'll be monitoring you.
Okay, well, we appreciate
somebody
that
needs
with the
to.
Rest of our monitors there.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Okay, you too. Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520 or toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Speaking of gold, did you see how much gold came into New York this week?
Yep.
29.7 million troy ounces.
Somebody brought that up. You know, there was in one of the, they said, why did the supply of stock in New York just triple? Okay. Don't know why, but anyway, very interesting.
Yeah, and you know how much that is? That would fill 9 fully loaded Boeing 737-700 airplanes.
Unbelievable.
If they had them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 9, whew, that's a lot of gold.
Yeah, I forgot. I should have read, because I sent the article to somebody, and I read it, now I've forgotten, but somebody who wrote the article did comment on that, and said it's kind of interesting that the amount of gold tripled all of a sudden. Anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or go to the website for the chat box, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Chat box is there. Go to the bottom of the page. You can ask a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're doing with it. Okay, right now we're going to go to Joe in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Looking for your thoughts, okay? Looking to maybe purchase Marathon Oil, MRO.
Mm-hmm.
And what your thoughts are on other oil stocks in the energy sector, period. I'll let you answer and I'll hang up. Thank you.
Okay.
I hate oil stocks.
You hate oil stocks?
I hate utilities. I just don't buy them. That's my comment, but that doesn't mean somebody else shouldn't.
Well,
in Marathon close, excuse me, it's $6.58, not $658, $6.58.
Yeah, I mean, the oil area is a tough area, but and there's been some wild speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Even in some of the companies that either were going to declare bankruptcy or said to be in the process. I think Chesapeake was one of them. I think there was a WLL, I forgot, Whiting. Is that Whiting Petroleum?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of speculation going on.
And who's doing that speculating, as we were talking
about?
The
millennials. College kids. There's a great article in Barron's that they said
look
that—
Look at Jimmy, the love bug, producer.
Said,
he's smiling.
They said that
counting the cash.
Schwab, I think, had a record number of online accounts opened up, 600,000. all of them are saying, they're just opening up like anything. And they said that, they don't have anything to do. So, and they're watching this, and a lot of them are becoming day traders. It's the new age of day traders. We remember that from many years ago, right?
We used to have a room.
We used to have a room for a couple of day traders. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So A lot of that's going on, and a lot of the speculation in the lower-priced oil stocks.
Like this.
Yeah, I think there's their meeting. I think OPEC Plus, they now call it, is meeting this week, I think.
They met finally. A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
are they meeting
think,
again?
But I think they're having some kind of meeting this
I'll
week
work
again.
On that.
Yeah.
I'll call.
Take
let
a
me
look.
Call long distance. Hold
check my facts. But yeah, so that area, is kind of a tough area. I would if you're a speculator and you have some money to play with or whatever, you can afford to lose some, some of the lower priced ones might be worthwhile. Once again, we always say do your own research. In this case, look in the Marathon Oil and see in general what is being said, not by social media or anything, but different people commenting on this stock who are knowledgeable or hopefully knowledgeable. I'm not familiar with that, the fundamentals of the company, and I never really usually get too much in the fundamentals, but some of these oil stocks, could be in difficulty. Lower price ones, certainly not the higher price ones. So I would buy, some of our managed accounts bought the XLE, which is the energy ETF.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be other ones, I'm familiar with XLE, but it's a safer way to play that area. You may not make as much money if you hit a home run on one of these. But mm-hmm. But anyway, on Marathon Oil, it's had a big run up from say the 3.25 area, it ran all the way up to 8. Now it's pulling back again. As we know, the oil prices started coming back down again. And 200 days at 9.57. And so it hasn't got above that. So it's below the 200-day. And, the 50-day is way down at 5.541. And support for the stock is probably in that 5 area. Around five for the stock. So
and OPEC meets next Thursday.
See that?
My sources tell me they'll advise.
No, your source just told you that.
Will advise on policy, not decide.
Right.
That says sources. But Brian Sullivan on CNBC is really wired into these people.
Right.
So
okay.
You may want to listen to him.
But yeah, so that's the problem with it. Be aware that this is, a speculator's stock. You could be right. If you want to dabble a little, fine. As long as it's a small amount, you can afford to lose money on. And, the real support for the stock's back around 5.
It's a hard felt.
Otherwise, I might buy it on a breakout now to 8.5, because then it could possibly get up to the 11 area, and that's where the downtrend line is, 11 or 12.
Yeah, our producer is saying that this stock is too boring for millennials.
Is it?
Yeah, he said go to the website Millennials Are Us and go into their chat box and see what they're buying.
Too boring.
He said they're not buying.
But
this.
Anyway, that's the case with this one. So you've got some parameters in terms of where support would be. The 200 days up around, 970, somewhere in that area.
And the other thing, millennials don't buy
11
oil.
And 12. They don't buy oil.
No, that's burning energy and oil's
and nasty stuff.
Tobacco.
Nasty stuff.
Anyway.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Lines are wide open, and while we wait for some calls, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. The phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or go to our website if you don't want to call us for some reason. And it's easier to use the chat box because at the website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and there you are. Go to the bottom of the page.
There you are.
And you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you guys. It's wonderful hearing the show again this week.
Oh, thank you.
First thing, I loved hearing from the Dreamer. I had just mentioned him in the chat box, and he came up and called on the phone. That's wonderful. His stock that he's talking about, BlackRock, if he gets his $1,200 check, he can only buy a little more than two shares of that. You know, That's kind of a price. I never buy anything.
Yeah, I know. We've been through that before. I don't agree with that.
Me either.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, in other words.
Would you agree with buying partial shares even?
Sure.
Like sure.
Stock
sure.
$1,500.
Sure.
You order. Sure. You know, $100 worth, and you get like 0.1 shares.
What if he had bought Berkshire Hathaway, the expensive stock, years ago? Right, you'd be so far up that you know.
No, it's sort of like the old days. You used to put $100 a week or $100 a paycheck into a savings account or a Christmas club or Hanukkah club or whatever. And it just they make it very easy to be involved in the market.
Yeah, a lot of people are like you. I always argue with them and say, you know, how much were you thinking of investing? Okay, if you're going to put $5,000 in, and it's a $500 stock. You know, you can buy 10 shares of it. You know,
right?
You know, whatever. Yeah. You know,
it's just a way to get started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my technique is find a stock that I want to invest in and buy 1,000 shares, something like that.
Yeah,
and I couldn't do that with these high prices.
Oh no, we always say you know each to his own.
You probably could in some of them, but yeah, you don't have to have 1,000 shares. It's same thing with the art of mutual funds. Well, how much is it a share? You want to see how much it's going up percentage wise. That's what you should be interested in, your percentage gain.
So
you got a system that works, so you stick with it.
I mean, that's it. Do it. You know,
no matter what Peter says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could have bought one share of Tesla, $250, right, and it hit 1,000, right, four times your money.
Giddy up.
Hey, okay. There
you go. I only made $750.
No, right. Well, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, you could have put 1,000 in and you would have made what? You could have put 10,000 and you would have made what? You know, but four times your money.
See, we're talking percentages.
Right, you know, percentages.
But Art, you just keep doing what you're doing.
You do
friend.
What you're doing because it's worked well.
First stock I'm interested in is Valley Bank. Now, I've had this quite a while, but I'm interested. I have an order in with Merrill to buy it at $6.
Merrill?
$8 down $1.20 a share. So this is what I'm going to buy cheap and sell. What I originally, I own it at about 12.
What's the symbol again?
VNF is
V-L-Y.
It?
VLY.
Oh, I was close.
VLY.
I got the first one, right?
VAL.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, Valley.
Close at $8 on the dot.
Yeah.
On the button.
On the button.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing. I mean, it ran in the resistance. It's got a ton of resistance in the 8.5 to 9.5 area. And, you know, very easily could come back, you know, to the 6.5 area, 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know, nothing great about it at the moment.
You know, I might think about moving my buy price to 6.5 then instead of 6.
Well, you could always say, okay.
You want it, you get it.
That's right, It's, you know, the bank stocks were starting to go like anything, and then all of a sudden, when he said for 2 years rates aren't going to go up, you know,
but they did anybody act can make a little better before then,
you know? But anyway,
one of the reasons I like it is it's my own personal bank that I have.
Buy what you know, that was Peter Lynch, you know.
I've been with you like since something 1957.
You went out shopping,
Warren Buffett too.
Yeah, so
all right, second stop is a stock is the one that David doesn't like, an oil stock. And I'm not interested in buying it right now, but that would be the Chesapeake Energy. I was shocked with a 200 to one reverse split they said they had, you know, and the stock changed dramatically.
Well, that tells you something, you know.
I know. Yeah, that's what I say. But it still, it came out, was it 1923, down 557.
Yep.
When you look at the charts in the Barron's, you know, those index charts, they have something like $400 at one time, the stock was.
Well, the chart looks like an EKG that just registered a heart attack or something. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you about it. You know, once again, This is the traders, okay?
Sure.
Playing this stock. We always say, do your own research. As far as I know, I mean, I thought they were pretty close to bankruptcy, really.
Right.
And,
worse than Marathon, even, you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an oil expert, but I would look into what people are saying about it. But the few things I saw go by said they were in deep trouble, you know.
Right.
And so I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't.
I'm just following it. I'm not. Yeah. I don't have any orders in for it or anything.
Yeah, they've had nothing but downgrades since August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Price objective, $1.25. I don't know if that's adjusted for splits or not. So.
No, probably not. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, lotto. But, you know, for all the young college kids, you know, and those millennials out there, but unless
what
Jim tells us this is a boring stock, too.
What ages are people that are millennials?
Well, I've seen
60s, 50s?
No, it's lower than that.
To us, that's
it's at least right. Under 40, you know.
No, I think it's under 30.
But it might 35. Be under 30. Yeah, yeah. All sorts of people have different definitions, you know. I think Jim would say 30, you know, maybe. Yeah, under 30.
Good. Well, thank you for your tips and your information today.
Tips? Okay.
Ideas.
Information. Ideas. Call it information only, not tips. You know, we get in trouble if you call it tips.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I enjoy the chat box a lot.
All right.
We enjoy you coming out.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Hey, right now, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Okay, I'm going to educate you. So a millennial is a person reaching young adulthood in the early 21st century.
So that would be 20. Oh, no, 20 to 40. Yeah, okay, all right, I got you.
And also, do you know what happened 268 years ago?
No, I was born a little bit after that.
Benjamin Franklin flew that kite during the thunderstorm. It was June 10th, 1752.
Really?
I just think that's interesting. We've always heard about that story, right?
Yeah.
He collected ambient electricity charge in a Leyden jar, enabling him to demonstrate the connection between lightning and electricity. Do you know what a Leyden jar is? Jeez, you don't know anything. Here, it's a picture of it.
Thank you. I'll take that home and ponder it.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people know what it is. I didn't know what a Leyden jar is. I thought it was Frank Leyden of Niagara University basketball coach. But
well, you know, anyway. What is interesting is that Gann, you know, I always bring up Gann, who nobody's figured out and argued about for years, but he was a big cycle person,
right?
Saying certain years.
Not bicycles, cycles.
No, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, you know. But a big believer in a 100-year cycle, you know. And you know what happened today, 100 years from today?
Ago, you mean?
Ago, yeah.
So that would be 1920.
Right.
It was the end of the war.
Right. And the beginning of the great bull market from 1920 to 1929.
Wow.
So are we starting a new great bull market now?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
This week they were talking.
Well, that's interesting.
But then you got that other guy, that Scott Menard, who said the S&P's going to 1600.
Yeah, well.
We do have somebody on the chat box.
Oh, we do. Thank God.
Person is looking for an initial buy on ABMD, which closed at 241.68. He's looking for a good entry point.
Good entry.
And that is a
biotech, right? Yeah. I know. Yeah. ABMD. ABMD. I'm falling down in my chair here.
Drinking in front of our eyes.
That's why my voice got lower.
It's one of those days. It's one of those days.
Yeah, giddy day. I don't know.
You're just thinking of Chick-fil-A.
It's my Metamucil kicking in.
There you go.
Right. Anyway, Big run up. Oh, my God.
A biomed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Medical devices.
You know, like I say, look into it. You know, we know biotechnology stocks can have their dramatic moves one way or the other, and this one certainly had one in the right direction. You know, was recently at about 120.
A bunch of downgrades, too.
Yeah, they downgraded it all the way up to 256.
Yeah,
wow. So it's doubled.
Yeah.
The big breakout for this stock was in the, say, around 198, 200 area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, interestingly, the 200 days at 180 and the 50 days at 190.
Yeah, they got, this week, they got the FDA nod for the first in-human trial of Impella, which I don't know what that's for.
What's it for?
Right? I'm going to find out.
Go find out. But anyway, I mean, there is the possibility it could pull back to around the 200 area.
It's a heart pump.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Something you'd be interested in.
Oh, is that the one?
What?
Oh, no, but it's a heart pump, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the world's smallest heart pump.
Is that the one?
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah, because there was one supposedly coming out.
Short-term mechanical support.
Yeah, but I forgot. You know, it's like a double. You have both sides of the heart.
Yeah, circulatory support and left ventricle unloading.
All right, that's...
It's like shifting the blood out.
This is something very big, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something very big.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if you've done your research into it, you like the story on it, nibbling a little is not a problem.
He wants an entry point.
Well, I mean...
Come on.
Ideally, I'd love to see it come back to that 200 area, you know.
Wow.
But,
that's like 25%,
Well, what is it? From what? What did it close at?
241. So you want 40 points?
So 200? Yeah, that's why. Big deal. But anyway. Yeah, I mean, if you feel that strongly about it, you could nibble a little and watch it. Certainly, a new breakout would be at 260.
Right. So if somebody wanted to buy 100 shares,
right,
you might say go in and buy 30 or 40.
If they've looked into it, they love the story.
Do your own research.
And you know, and if tech takes off, at least you got some position in it.
And you want to see if they have other products.
Yeah, right. And if it took off and it went to 260, you might even add a little to that.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, because that's a new breakout. You know, otherwise, be aware. You know, your strong support's back in 200. Doesn't mean it has to come back to it.
Right.
And if you want to believe the price objective,
go ahead.
This is going to excite everybody.
Yeah.
Based on
190.
No, 406.
Wow. That's exciting.
Right, but you know, take it with a grain of salt.
But it's biotech. I don't know if they have other products or
I'd look into it. If that's that product, that's big, I think. Okay. But anyway, who knows?
You're supposed to know.
I don't.
I was told that when I came to this company. You know everything.
I know everything, yeah. Okay.
I think you told me that.
No, I don't think I told
you. No,
that.
You didn't. You didn't
right
even
now,
talk to me when
phone,
I first
phone,
came
phone.
To the company.
And I shouldn't be talking to you now, but anyway. Give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, as you can tell. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
All right.
Or is anybody in the chat box?
No,
well, let me mention it.
I don't have anything
if
else
I don't
to
mention
talk
it,
about.
Yeah, you don't have anything to talk about?
No,
well,
do.
We can do a lot of different things.
I do. Go ahead.
Go to sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. You're right there at the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page, and you can type in a question. You can type in a symbol. If you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, you know, people who are...
That worked.
people who are very interested in dividends and that type of thing,
yeah.
You know, they kind of covered that a little in Barron's. There's a lot of companies suspending dividends,
mm-hmm.
reducing dividends, more so than in a long time. Okay?
Right, right.
And so you got to be careful. You know, if you're buying a stock for the dividend, you certainly...
Oh, that's huge. Sure.
Oh, it's very big.
Yeah.
And if you...
really got to do research.
Yeah, and if you go to the Barron's, you know, this week, they had a lot of good stuff in there. You know, it's... and once again, I don't just say, you know, they have great things that you can just jump in and make tons of money.
Right.
But
you
they bring up a lot
ideas.
Of ideas. Yeah, a lot of ideas right. that you can look into.
What about the show on Friday nights? I tape it. I have trouble watching it.
Yeah,
though.
I do too. Yeah,
okay.
I do too.
Yeah.
But it's...
do you think it's taped like a couple days before?
No, I hope not.
Okay.
You usually could tell if they talked about something that just happened, you know.
Right.
But in looking at, you know, this week's Barron's, they cover about 9 dividend stocks that they believe, or 8. I think it's 8 dividend stocks.
They think are solid?
Are solid.
Is Target in there?
No.
They're not?
Well, they just picked, you know,
they paid the dividend
for
like 48 years in a row.
Johnson & Johnson's in there.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oil stock, Chevron, you know. And there's a good argument for Chevron. I couldn't disagree with that. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to
Bruce in Tonawanda.
Yep.
Yeah, my question's about Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I know it went down a little bit because they didn't make enough because they couldn't sell gas. But now that gas is coming back, and they're making all kinds of money, the stock keeps dropping. And it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, close at 298.70.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, I mean, it's in a trading range, really, okay? You know, the high was around 326, 328, mm-hmm. somewhere in that area. And the lows...
325, it looks like.
Was it?
Yeah, 256
the
low.
Okay. And 250, you know, so it's really, you know, 256 really wasn't the trading range. You know, it's in a recent trading range between that and 276, 280. If I were fundamentally looking at it, you know, I'm beginning to think about a lot of these places, you know, that, you know, have had people stockpiling stuff. If everything opens up... Is there going to be like a downdraft for a while for some of these companies?
Right.
You know, like so, I bought 10 years worth of toilet paper. I may not have to go back for it again.
Or you can eat it
right.
at certain places.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, do you have you looked into this? You mentioned about the sale of gas. Is that a big percentage of their profits?
I've owned it for a while, and I've been slowly buying more.
Mm-hmm.
And they make like... 100% increase in their stores in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't sell any gas because nobody was going to work. So it hurt them.
Right.
But now I figured with, see, if you look at the earnings and you take out the gas part,
yeah,
it should be a rocket. But now I would think that the gas part would be getting better.
Well, my only knowledge on the gasoline part is that, like a lot of companies, they buy these for delivery in the future. Not that they necessarily hedge it. I don't know, but that might be a thing. I don't know if that's just your logic or if there's more sound economics behind it, meaning they actually make that much money in it. I'm trying to look. And
well, part of your thing right now is it's right at back down to the 200-day moving average, which is at 300. You know, so you know, you want it to hold in that area. Otherwise, it could drop back down to 272 to 276. You know, in that area in general, and certainly below 272, I'd get worried about it. You know,
okay.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people who are, you know, buying this stock, you know, the fundamentals are kind of lagging, really. You know, in other words, yeah, we know that. Okay, so mm-hmm. So what's ahead in the future? And the stock's run up in, what, not too long a period of time since 2019. The low was 190. So, you know, it's going up about, what, 50% or more?
Mm-hmm.
56%.
I'm just looking at BJ's.
Yeah, right.
You know, because it's the same business.
Yep.
And that closed at 33.39, but I'm just trying to look at the charts.
Well, I think Costco's a much better run company.
Yeah, yeah.
Much bigger, too.
Yeah, I think they're much better.
But I was just quickly looking, trying to compare.
But anyway, I mean, you know, just watch those levels, you know. I don't want to see it below 272, and then, you know, you don't have to jump out, but reinvestigate and see, you know, something changed, and be aware, you know, you can't tell. Maybe they've picked up a lot of new subscribers, you know,
members,
new members, really, you know, to the service. At the same point, like I said, there's a lot of people who've stockpiled, so they may go through a little period where sales aren't that great. So it's hard to say, you know.
Right. So I wouldn't buy more now, but I don't want to sell it either. So
right.
All right. Well, thank you for your opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or go to our chat box at sapriston.com. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to us babble on for another 8 minutes or so. Not even that. 6 minutes.
See? How exciting.
Yeah, see, we are to the end of the show. We made it. You know, so the chat box, sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives.
There's nothing there in case you're trying to get an answer out of me. So.
Well, I knew that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd be jumping at the bit right now. You know,
chomping?
So, chomping at the bit. Mm. You're always correcting me. Anyway,
it's so easy. They're called layups.
Chat and archives. Click on it. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question. You can type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
You know what? I finally watched the last couple episodes of The Last Dance with Michael Jordan.
Right.
It was awesome.
Was it really?
Oh, it was just, if you haven't seen it.
Who was his teammate that said it's baloney?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I did. Why somebody came out and said, you know, not really, you know, but
well,
who knows?
I'm just saying.
But it was a tremendous athlete, I'm sure. But I think I only watched the first one. It was really interesting. Oh, you know, to say the least. You know,
what an athlete! Yeah, what a guy!
Yeah, no question about it. So. Yeah.
I forgot his dad was murdered. I forgot about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That wasn't a heck of a long time ago, I think. But was it?
It was in the 90s.
Was it the 90s? Yeah. Well, time flies.
And they didn't see him for 3 weeks. They didn't find the body and all that stuff. But I didn't realize, too, Steve Kerr, who was his teammate, his father was the president of the American University in Beirut, Lebanon, and was assassinated in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, sideline.
So right now.
But what are we doing next week? I thought Friday was a great recovery day.
Well, next week will be interesting. I think there's a number of important economic reports that come out next week.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on, basically how people are viewing things again. Has that changed? You know, did the Fed really put a damper? Like I say, it was like the irrational exuberance, but he didn't want to say that. You know?
Right.
But he basically
was measured in what he was saying.
Yeah, he was trying to be measured in it, you know. But it was obvious, you know, that bothers them, you know. No question about it, you know. So
the market doesn't like uncertainty.
Well, it certainly dealt with a lot of uncertainty now for a little while, to say the least.
Yeah. You know? No, it's going to be interesting to see how people come back to the restaurants and so. I think they're going to come back. I the positives out there is there we're seeing bookings in hotels and flights doing well.
Yeah, but really bothers
me. But not business travel.
You shouldn't come roaring back and assume, you know, the world's a safe place. I mean, you should come back with masks. You should come back. Of course, it's hard to eat with a mask on, but. But anyway, you should come back with masks. You should have the social distancing. A lot of people aren't observing that.
I was at Tim Hortons getting my morning coffee, and there were two millennials in there without masks. They got a lot of dirty looks. Jim shaking his head.
That's what I mean. Yeah. No, I agree.
Of course, I didn't say anything.
I mean, why do you think you're having the spike in cases out there? Because people aren't observing. You know, masks don't guarantee something 100%, but it's certainly better than nothing, you know.
I'm putting my mask on now.
Yeah, so. Probably the millennials aren't even taking baths. I don't know, you know. But
That's Greco, G-R-E-C-O. Peter
no, David Greco. Said that.
We have it on tape. No, millennials don't like oil. I don't think they're buying those oil stocks.
No, it makes sense. You know, maybe they're being...
It's a new tobacco.
Yeah, you know, like the green people and all that kind of stuff.
They should. We got to take care of the environment.
You know, some people won't invest in things that they don't agree with.
Socially incorrect or what's that, ESG or ESO or...
ESP? No.
No, there's a... environmentally, there's a certain group, you know, and some are, I think it's a good thing.
Whatever.
I don't do it. But
anyway, I mean, there are always a lot of interesting ideas out there and stuff you could call us about and, you know, you just look into, you know. For example, in the trader column this week in Barron's, the food stock boom isn't over yet. They said they think these companies are going to continue to benefit, and they
are they talking like the
Campbell
Campbell Soup, yeah,
Conagra Brands. General Mills.
Yeah. What about like the not Whole Foods, the Improbable Burgers and all the
Beyond stuff and but it's interesting because they said that a lot of people have been forced to buy these foods, you know, and they're deciding, hey, I like this.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
It's new. I think people are eating healthier too. I've noticed the people on, at least on TV and that I've seen, the ones that do, they seem to be in better shape. A lot of them have lost weight. I think they're eating healthier.
Yeah, and you know.
I went for a walk last night, in case you wanted to know.
I'm amazed. I didn't want to know.
I'd like to walk.
But anyway, a lot of things are going to change, the way people live their lives. And, you know, I think that we've all learned a lot of different things, you know, and a lot of things we don't need, you know, when it really comes down to it. You know?
Well, we can't go back to church this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Got to get a reservation. I thought I don't want to get into it. But
let's not get into that. But anyway, down to the end of the show. We always say keep a little powder dry. And you saw, you know, what the benefits of that have been, you know, when you have those, 1,800-point down days, you know.
Yeah.
Opportunities. So, you know, keep a little powder dry. Be safe out there. And we'll be back.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yep.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.